Film aficionados around the world are abuzz about director Paul Thomas Anderson's ambitious new film, One Battle After Another. Action, comedy, drama, sex, and politics all combine in this bombastic picture that's drawn critical acclaim and popular attention, but not necessarily box office success.
Critics have been nearly unanimous in their approvals. The film holds a 95% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, with reviewers calling it Anderson's most ambitious work to date. New York Times critics praised the movie, describing it as both shockingly urgent and snort-out funny. Variety describes it as galvanic and enveloping. However, some critics have flagged its demanding runtime and complex narrative structure as potential barriers for mainstream audiences. Despite the acclaim, the movie has underperformed, earning just $22 million in its opening weekend against a reported $200 million budget.
Is the movie as great as people are saying? We tracked down some Northwestern students to get their takes before and after seeing it in the theater.
I've heard that this is potentially one of the best movies of the 21st century, and that it's supposed to be fantastic. I know it has Leo DiCaprio in it, Sean Penn, I think Benicio del Toro. It's pretty long, and sometimes, you know, long movies with, like, A-list actors are, like, some of the big hitters. I have really high expectations for it. I don't know much about the movie itself, but it looks like it's going to be a stunner.
I have seen this movie, actually, but when I saw it, I was pretty high off of marijuana. And so it was great. I really enjoyed myself, and I was definitely present, and I remember things about the movie, and I remember the general plot and everything like that. But I feel like I wasn't clear enough of mind to really gather what my true impression of it is. So I want to go into it now sober and see if I come to the same conclusion, see if I notice things that weren't there before. But what I was hearing beforehand is that people were loving it. The reviews are really good. The ratings are really high. And some people have even gone so far as to say it's the best movie of the 21st century, which that feels kind of crazy to me. But I mean, for some people, I'm sure that's true.
After the movie, I checked in with Eli and Emma to hear their thoughts.
I just saw One Battle After Another. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. A really successful marriage of spectacular acting, specific and striking cinematography, amazing score and sound design, and really captivating plot. I probably wouldn't say it's the greatest film of the 21st century, although I haven't seen enough to really, like, give a professional opinion on that, I guess. But, so I don't know if I'd say it was the best of the century, but I thought it was really, really good. I would absolutely recommend it to other people if you have the attention span for 2 hours and 45 minutes. I thought it kept mine pretty well. I think it was really successful in that. But if you don't have that attention span, you might not. But overall, I thought it was a really great movie.
This time, with a sober body and a clear mind, I loved it once again. It moves at a clip. For a 2 hour and 45 minute movie, I never was bored. The performances are incredible. Leonardo DiCaprio is hilarious. He's frantic. He's high all the time. Sean Penn, I mean, he just has one of those faces that is just interesting to watch. And his little mannerisms in this, he is such a freak. And this is the first Paul Thomas Anderson movie I've seen, like I said. I thought it was great. I'll have to watch more.
Among those who have the brain power to get through it, One Battle After Another has won the battle for critical praise. But will it win the war for a cinematic legacy? Only time will tell.
The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.